With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United Auto Workers Union has ratified a new deal with both Ford and Stellantis, a pact that, along with similar deals with GM, could likely have major pay raises across the industry. Ford workers voted in favor 69.3%. With Stellantis, it was 68.8%. Investigators have identified now a person of interest in last week's fire of a Los Angeles freeway. Here's Rich Thomason.
The fire closed Interstate 10 for days, snarling traffic and forcing crews to work around the clock to make repairs. CAL FIRE has released two photos of the individual in question, saying it is seeking the public's help to identify the person. All lanes of I-10 near downtown L.A. are expected to reopen by Tuesday. That is far ahead of the initial 3 to 5 week schedule. About 100 highway support columns were damaged by the fire. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a threatening map is posted online by an anti-Israeli group.
According to the New York Post, the group shared a map of New York City newsrooms, businesses, and landmark buildings online, calling for direct action to globalize Intifada. In addition to the News Corp building and the headquarters of NBC News and the New York Times, the radical group Within Our Lifetime also called for followers to target the offices of technology companies. The verbiage with the map stated, quote, "Each of the locations on this map reflects the location of an office of an enemy of both the Palestinian people and colonized people all over the world." The post was later deleted. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Biden and other global leaders spending the last few days with Silicon Valley titans in San Francisco, their discussions largely focusing on artificial intelligence. This is SRN News. In Jerusalem this year, it will be a solemn Christmas.
The leaders of all the major Christian denominations in the Holy City say churches all across the country should keep their holiday celebrations modest this year in solidarity with the victims of the October attack by Hamas and the ongoing war. It's already widely expected that tourism to Israel next month will be much diminished by the crisis. In addition to Christmas, Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 7th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates both predicting it will be a key issue in the elections next year. Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center throughout 2024. The GOP consultant class needs to, in her words, wake up. Pro-abortion groups say they will spend big money in the campaigns. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and the Philippines signing a pact to support the development of nuclear power projects in that southeastern Asian nation.
When this agreement goes into effect, the United States will be able to share equipment and material with the Philippines as they work to develop small modular reactors and other civilian nuclear energy infrastructure. And we'll do so while following the highest standards of safety and security, and while complying with our international nonproliferation commitments.
The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it has pushed out its co-founder and CEO, Sam Altman, and replacing him with an interim CEO. It adds the move comes following a review found that Altman was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications. More details at srnnews.com.